In Lansing, Michigan today, thousands of angry union supporters chanting veto vowed to wage war against Republican legislators who passed so-called right-to-work legislation that will make membership and payment of union dues voluntary. The unions call the bills anti-union. They say workers will now receive benefits and wages fought and paid for by unions. But Republican Governor Rick Snyder calls the measures pro-worker. He's expected to sign the legislation later this week, making Michigan the 24th so-called right-to-work state in the U.S. Rick Pluta is managing editor and state capital bureau chief of Michigan Public Radio Network. Reuters is reporting 12,000 people gathered outside the state house with, you know, state police on horseback charging through the crowd. You saw these votes unfold inside the Capitol Rotunda. I understand it was pretty raucous there. What happened today?
Well, the legislature, the state house voted to send Governor Rick Snyder right-to-work bills less than a week after the governor and Republican leaders in the legislature said that this was going to happen. And yes, there are reports from outside the building that some of the demonstrators have been pepper sprayed. There was also a tent that was put up by the pro-right-to-work Americans for Prosperity group that was torn down, and the people in there were apparently driven away.
That's the Koch brothers organization.
We still have demonstrators inside the Capitol who are chanting union slogans and especially veto, because you know this now moves to Governor Rick Snyder, and people are hoping to maybe see a change of heart on his part, although that's obviously not likely.
Well, Governor Snyder says he wants to keep up with Indiana. He says that state is attracting companies after they became the first state in this sort of industrial area to pass this kind of legislation. But you know, what kind of support are these union members getting? We know fewer than 18% of Michigan workers are now in unions.
Yeah, 17.2%, but there's also a lot of progressive groups that they see this right-to-work fight as sort of emblematic of everything that they're trying to do. And, you know, this is also becoming an organizing moment that, you know, the Democrats, unions, these progressive groups all hope that this will sort of galvanize the left for elections, statewide elections in Michigan that are coming up in a couple of years. Yeah.
Well, we understand polls show about 50% of people there support the union's right to bargain. And they did turn down a referendum question in November, but some say that was because it was looking to amend the Constitution, and there's not a lot of will for that. But so what happens now? The governor says he's going to sign this legislation. Union people seem to be saying they're going to take on legislators when it comes to election time.
Well, it'll really come on three tracks. One of them will be legal challenges that they'll say that because this particular legislation specifically exempts police and firefighter unions but covers all other types of private and public sector unions, that there's an equal protection problem there. So we may see a legal challenge based on that. This legislation has in it a $1 million appropriation, and that matters in Michigan because our state constitution says that spending bills cannot be challenged via a voter referendum, that the framers of our state constitution didn't want to jeopardize the state's ability to pay its bills, protect its bond rating. But they can go to the ballot to try and initiate a separate law that would replace what the legislature is doing today. So that would be the second track. And then the third track is just the hard-edged political one, which is they say they're going to target some Republicans that voted for this and try and recall them.
And what is your sense of, again, support for that?
I'm sorry, my sense of what?
Support for that.
We'll see that recalls in Michigan have a pretty spotty track record, but, you know, just last year, the teachers union targeted a Republican legislator who spearheaded some reforms in pensions and things like that, you know, took money out of teachers' paychecks, and they succeeded in recalling him. And they're kind of hoping that maybe they can repeat that in the next year or two.
But of course, we saw that it was not successful in Wisconsin. So this story is, you know, right probably in the middle of it. Rick Pluta, managing editor and state capital bureau chief of Michigan Public Radio Network, there in Lansing, Michigan, at the State House following today's vote on the so-called right-to-work legislation. Rick, thanks so much.
My pleasure.